Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Hey, thanks for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, San Francisco's original. It's the San Francisco treat. No, wait, that's Ricearoni. Plus, we're worldwide. First of all, let's talk about the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you are in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. All branches, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're all doing a great job. Also, we emanate on the internet a couple of places, sportsbyline.com. You go there, click listen live. Any emails you want to send me, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's important to note because for two reasons. One is that's how you win the game I'm going to give away at 40 after the hour, so just over a half hour. Also, cheat codes. Send your request for older games, and I'll look them up, and we do that at the end of the show. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, questions, comments, or concerns in the video game realm as well. We are on SB Nation Live out of Houston, Texas. Check out that website as well, SB Nation Radio. And also, Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius XM. Speaking of truckers and their satellite radio, I actually got to go to a Buc-ee's, which is not many Californians get to do, but I went to a Buc-ee's in Florence, South Carolina a couple of weeks ago, and I was impressed. Not many gas stations are like a Costco, but I was impressed with Buc-ee's. And if Buc-ee's wants to sponsor this or Sports Byline, let us know, and we'll start wearing the beaver outfits. Also, we are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and on your TVs, if you have cable, go to CRN Digital Plus 2, Cable Radio Network Channel 2. 35 million homes as we go through that website, that television channel as well. So we only have an hour before we need to get back to the sports talk to talk all video games. We'll also let you know what the new releases are. Coming up this week, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back for the video game.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. My name is Rick Tittle, and you may chime in as you see, please, at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up, 1-800-878-7529. So I don't know if you guys and gals saw the some of the headlines that TikTok might be going away. We've kind of heard this over the last few years that TikTok was spying from Red China, blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't sound like you think they are, Rick.
Well, I have no information one way or the other. But something else happened, and I care about video games, obviously. But one of the biggest companies in China, which also bankrolls video game developers, is called Tencent, and it costs lots more than 10 cents or 50 cent. But there was a very surprising last minute decision by the Biden administration, which of course is just going to be around for a few more days. And they made a decision which has erased billions of dollars in market value from Tencent. Now, technically, Tencent is the largest video game company in the world. And the shares in Hong Kong dropped over 7% this week, following news that the Department of Defense here in the United States has listed Tencent as a Chinese military company. So just by putting that out, that erased $35 billion in market value from that company, which of course is a global 500. And the United States also has alleged that contemporary Amperex technology company, or CATL, C-A-T-L, which is the largest producer of electric car batteries, also had ties to Chinese military. And those CATL shares, which are traded in the Chinese city of Shenzhen, they dropped about 3%. So and I know this is about video games, I'll get to in a second, but this is a blacklist from the DOD. They first started putting it out about 4 years ago, and it's designed for the Pentagon to point out companies that are supposedly helping China's military to improve and also modernize. So some other companies on the list you might know are Huawei, chip makers SMIC, YMTC, drone manufacturer DJI. The blacklist doesn't place any specific sanctions on any of these companies beyond barring them from serving the U.S. military, but it's a reputational damage, and it dissuades companies from working with Tencent and cattle. So a Tencent spokesperson called them being included on that blacklist, quote, clearly a mistake. And they said it will have no impact on their business. Well, they lost $35 billion of stock. But still, they said, we are not a military company or supplier, and we will nonetheless work with the Department of Defense to address any misunderstanding. Cattle said, Cattle has never engaged in any military business or activity, so this designation by the Department of Defense is a mistake. And they said, proactively, they will engage with the DOD to address these false accusations, including legal actions if necessary. Well, and then those are the companies. And then the Chinese Foreign Ministry, they got mad. And they said, China is always firmly opposed to the U.S. side's generalization of the concept of national security, the establishment of various discriminatory lists, and the unreasonable suppression of Chinese enterprises and the curbing of China's high-quality development. Spokesperson named Guo Jiakun. So if you're wondering how this affects us, video gamers, as I said, they are the Tencent is China's largest firm by market capitalization, and which makes it the world's largest video game company by revenue. It also operates something called WeChat, which is a messaging platform in China that everybody has. But it owns Riot Games. They develop League of Legends. They also own Supercell, which develops Clash of Clans mobile game. And it has a minority stake, although it is significant, in Epic Games. Of course, Epic Games gave us the developed Fortnite, and also other people behind the Unreal Engine as well, one of the top engines that developers use for their graphics. So what this means now for us is, as gamers, as I said, is not clear just yet. But, I mean, Ford said that they were going to give cattle a plant in Michigan to make batteries. They're going to put like $3.5 billion. And then a lot of people said, why are you making a Chinese company? There's always going to be back and forth like that. But Chinese companies in the past have successfully persuaded the United States to take them off blacklists, because the phone maker Xiaomi was placed on a blacklist the first time Trump was around. And then they sued, and they said it was unlawful and unconstitutional. And 4 months later, the Department of Defense removed Xiaomi from the list. I always wonder how two countries can sue each other. But this is one of the final acts of the Biden administration. And it's interesting, too, because the White House also launched a trade investigation into China's dominance of mature chips and considering a rule that would restrict or ban Chinese-made drones in the U.S. And so any changes need to be implemented when the new administration moves in. And I know this isn't the most titillating video game story, but I'm always, you know, the old Jerry Maguire and show me the money. And then, of course, you have All the President's Men, Follow the Money, Deep Throat, Hal Holbrook, Alexander Haig, whoever. And then it can. It's trickled down, Reagan. Man, I'm really getting some old-time politics here. But it can trickle down. And I'm sure, I mean, we heard before that TikTok, which I don't use, but I think if you're under 20 or under, I don't know how old you are. I shouldn't put a designation on it. But there are a lot of people who rely on their businesses on TikTok. I saw a thing that it was going to be getting banned next month. I don't know one way or another what it is. But all I care about is when it comes to these topics, I don't care about finances and investments and taxation. I just care about how it's going to hit the video game world. And I just think things are getting more bellicose than they are getting more providential with these international friendships with the video game companies. All right. Let's get to some more video game talk on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the video game review.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, I will be giving away a brand new game. All you need to do is just email me the correct answer to a very simple question. You won't believe how simple. I can't do Trump. Anyway, Rick at sportsbyline.com. That's coming up next. Lines are open, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk video games. As you may or may not know, the video game industry is more highly revenue producing than the motion picture and television industry. They just do. But video game movies and TV shows definitely have come a long way. When you think about the original Super Mario Brothers movie in the early 90s, or the original Resident Evil movies, or the horrible Doom movies, things are getting better. In fact, Prime's Fallout series, they're shooting the sequel, and I saw a report that it's been put on hold because of the horrific fires going on in Southern California right now. So that's been on hold. But I do want to talk about some of the adaptations that have been rumored and we're kind of thinking about. I've been waiting for the Half-Life 2 one. I don't know, 20 years I've been waiting on that one. But what about Legend of Zelda? I mean, after Mario, it's all about Zelda as being Nintendo's second heavyweight. And the Legend of Zelda series, of course, is massive. And they've had some little cartoony versions of it, but in 2023, Nintendo admitted that a Zelda movie is in the works. So we will see what that looks like. Unfortunately, the details are pretty scarce. there was a release window for Legend of Zelda, the movie, as 202X. So before 2030. the director is supposed to be Wes Ball. He did the Maze Runner movies. He did the remakes of Planet of the Apes. So he has a good aptitude for creating some pretty fantastical worlds. And Legend of Zelda is known for that stuff. So we'll be waiting for that. Until Dawn. Well, it's already like a movie. And it is a narrative-driven horror game. Bunch of friends who are threatened in a broken down old mountain cabin, masked slashers, supernatural undead. There are a lot of elements of Until Dawn that are just point and click exploring, quick time events, decision making. And so that way it's kind of an easy choice for a movie adaptation. It's supposed to be directed by David F. Sandberg. He did Lights Out and Annabelle Creation. Lights Out was very good. You might have seen Lights Out as a short film, and they made it into a feature. But there's a cast with, they say, promising young adult actors, and it's supposed to release April 25th of this year. Helldivers. I sort of feel like the Boba Fett Mandalorian vibe with the capes. There's something about those kind of outfits with capes. And you might say it is a ripoff, but it's a good ripoff. Helldivers 2, to me, was the game of the year last year. And it's a great universe because it's just science fiction with just a single fascist government and referring to itself as Super Earth, but there's all sorts of insectoid terminids and Terminator-like automatons and Independence Day-like Illuminate. So Helldivers 2 owes a lot of its success to the inspiration from Starship Troopers. I had that lead actor on my show, the handsome blonde guy. I can't remember his name now. I'm sorry. But they are supposed to be working on this. This is supposed to be super secret. We don't even know what studios are. Like I said, some of these are rumors, folks. Take it with a grain of salt. Iron Lung. Five Nights at Freddy's proved that even an indie horror game can reach success as a movie. I never saw it. Saw a lot of trailers for it, though. But the popular streamer Markiplier was hotly anticipated to appear in the film as a cameo due to his long history with the series, but was ultimately unable to do so because he was filming his own horror game movie, Iron Lung. And it puts players in the shoes of unnamed convicts piloting a submarine. Get it? Iron Lung. So Markiplier is directing, producing, and starring in the film. And, you know, this, it's pretty morbid, but they did receive an increase in player base after the implosion of that Titan submersible. So Iron Lung, we'll see what that looks like if and when it comes out from a neophyte. And sometimes it is, you know, somebody with no experience in this. Sometimes that works out very well in Hollywood because you get a fresh look at things and they're not sort of rooted. As far as, I mean, Street Fighter, as far as subgenres of video games go, based on fighting games, they haven't been great. Mortal Kombat in 2021 was okay, but after that infamous 90s Jean-Claude Van Damme, I mean, it just seemed like Street Fighter wasn't going to get another shot. But it's being worked on, scheduled to release next year, directed by YouTubers Danny and Michael Philippou, who had worked on some previous Street Fighter stuff. So we'll see how that goes as well. Return to Silent Hill. This is another one we're looking forward to. I mean, one of the most iconic horror games of all time is Silent Hill 2. Very moody and atmospheric. The lone man arrives at the mysterious town, of course, named Silent Hill. He got a letter from his dead wife. He thought she was dead. Fog everywhere. And he's got a baseball bat with nails in it and beats off sick, gross aliens. This movie was supposed to come out in October of 2022. Christoph Gans is back as a director again. Some of the stuff just gets pushed back, obviously, especially during the pandemic times. Dead by Daylight. It's another solid video game franchise, more than familiar with the horror movie world. And it's going to be directed by the darlings over at Blumhouse. And Blumhouse, you know, they, over the last 15 years, Blumhouse has built a reputation for making these low-cost indie horror movies. I mean, probably the most famous one in the beginning was Paranormal Activity. That Megan movie was well, but you've seen a lot of, I mean, I'm a big horror fan. I see Blumhouse all over the place. So, you know, this is why they're jumping into the video game space. Portal. You know, Portal was one of the greatest games that no one ever heard of. It was in the orange box from Valve. That was four games in one. It was Team Fortress 2, Half-Life Part 2, Half-Life 2 Parts 1 and 2, and then Portal. This was a triumph. Remember getting through that? Well, Warner Brothers said that they were putting one out in 2021. And then I heard as far back as 2013 they were going to do something. But maybe they were going to put together Portal and Portal 2 at the same time with a duology. But apparently this movie puts you in the shoes of Chell, a mute woman who is subjected to a heinous barrage of tests using this portal gun, or GLaDOS, you might remember. Remember, Stephen Merchant was the voice in Portal 2, the game. But it's just, once again, these are just more, it's just more rumors. that kind of make us sick because nothing ever comes of it. You know, it's like God of War. Everyone's like, oh yeah, they're making a God of War movie. Are they? Well, I know Prime came out this last October and basically said, oh yeah, we got the rights to it. Well, does that mean you're going to do it? Just because you have the rights to something doesn't mean you're going to do it. And then finally, Hunt Showdown might not be a game on your movie going radar, but that's probably going to change because when you see the trailer for this, it's a horror Western game that takes place on an alternate history United States, 1895. It says profane magical cataclysm. that is something profane, but it says it's going to have a live action video game adaptation like Fallout or Last of Us. Last of Us was very good on HBO. I liked it much better than the game, I'll tell you that. All right, they're working on it. We're working on going to a break right now. And then when we come back, I'll give away a brand new game. We'll get into some of the release dates, your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY, and more talk about video games on the Video Game Review.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Now it is 40 after the hour. We give away a brand new game. This is Sniper Elite 4 for the Macintosh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, this game came out in 2017, so I'm not going to say it's a brand new game, but it is new to the Mac. So we're excited about that. Let me give you the blurb called Bullet Porn. Sniper Elite 4 is the next game in the award-winning shooter series set in the aftermath of its award-winning predecessor. Sniper Elite 4 continues the series' World War II heritage by transporting players across the beautiful Italian peninsula. Rated M for Mature. Developed and published by Rebellion. Now, this game was on your phones. It was on the iPad. It was on the Xbox Series 1, X and S, PS4, PS5, the Switch, the PC, just about everywhere. And as I said, you get to see the slow motion rifle bullet piercing skulls and chests and arms. But it's German soldiers. You can do whatever you want to them in media. No one's ever going to complain. Sniper Elite 4 for the Mac. I can't remember the last time I gave away a Mac game. But Return of the Mac, Sniper Elite 4. My question is, what would be a good name for a sequel to this game? You can't get it wrong unless you say Civ 6. Sniper Elite 4, what would be a good name for the sequel? And I'll send you it for the Mac, developed and published by Rebellion. Okay. A lot of times lists are made which are very subjective, obviously, and that's why sometimes they're good fodder. And I usually glance at them and move on. But I kept this one for the show because I love what I call 8-bit music, and some people call chiptune. Now, there's a guy named Tommy Tallarico who used to come on my show, and he had something called Video Games Live. And when he came out one time, it was at the Masonic Authorium. Masonic Auditorium at the top of Knob Hill in San Francisco. Another time it was down in San Jose. But what it was you would watch video games, and then a symphony would play the music. And this is something that started in Japan that I thought we would never have here, and honestly, I haven't seen it in a decade. But Tommy used to work on games, 8-bit games, and he said you had to be very creative with the bloops and the bleeps. And this is what I'm talking about here. So this is there's an article by Ethan Krieger on DualShockers. And I was surprised by how much I actually agreed with him. First of all, he has F-Zero on the list. He has them 10th. But F-Zero is fantastic. And if you ever listen to my show, or maybe you already have, we've already had one F-Zero cover by the Mini Bosses, the Brazilian hard rock band that does video game music. But yeah, I mean, I can imitate the songs. You don't want to hear that. F-Zero, this was on the Super Nintendo. That's awesome. And you can get it on the Switch right now if you want the original one. I have it on an emulator, believe it or not. At 9, he has Super Mario Brothers 3. Yes, had very good music, of course. This was on the NES. It was also on the GBA. Then he has Sonic the Hedgehog 2. This is a Genesis game, obviously. It did make it to the 3DS. And Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is the best reviewed of all of them. I still have a soft spot for the first one. I couldn't believe when I got the Sonic game, I put down the joypad like someone called me or something, and then Sonic looked at me. He started tapping his foot. Then he looked at his watch. Then his eyes started rolling around, and then he went to sleep. It's like, whoa, that's so cool. 7, Castlevania. Of course, NES. GBA as well. And And I mean, talk about the moniker for an entire subgenre of games, Metroidvania. At least it's half of that. Super Mario World, he has 6. This was on the Super Nintendo. And yes, it had brand new songs that were actually good. The ghost theme was actually kind of scary. Underwater themes, everything fit the location. And it was a really good chiptune. Now, this is where I really admire Ethan's article, because to me, one of my favorite games of all time, regardless of any system, pound for pound, Roy Jones, is Mega Man 2. And Mega Man 2 has, to me, the best soundtrack of any 8-bit game. Any 8-bit game. And he has it 5th. I didn't think I would see it, because it usually does not get the love. But this was an NES game. They did move it to the PS1. It was on the original Game Boy. Not the same, though. And the critics do realize that this is the best Mega Man game. There's no doubt. But even the open rules, the music, it's just, I started doing it. I'm sorry. Just thinking about it makes me want to play. So that was his 5th. So you say, well, what's his top 4, Rick? Well, I'll tell you. 4, he has Pokemon Red, Blue, and Green. This was a Game Boy game. I did not have it, so I'm not qualified to give you an opinion on it outside of the fact that I don't think it was good as Mega Man 2. Now, number 3, he has the first Zelda, Legend of Zelda, 1986, believe it or not. This was, of course, on the NES. This was one of the big, this was the one that launched it all. And I mean, a lot of those tunes are still done and being redone as well. And so I don't really have a problem with it. Number 2, he has Tetris. Tetris, from what I remember, was just boom, 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 doom, 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 boom, doom, doom, which is a very catchy tune. It was Alexei Pajitnov. He's the guy that made the game in the Soviet Union. And so very, very catchy. And so you'd say, what was the number one chip tune ever? And he has Super Mario Brothers, 1985. And of course, I've got some of that right here from the NES. You know, it's so ubiquitous now. It makes it, you know, it does sort of soften the impact that those songs had. The Super Mario franchise is the number one best-selling video game franchise in world history, and you just think, I mean, just the sort of happy-go-lucky themes, and then you go underground and it's kind of bass-driven. But that music has followed Mario around for decades. And you think back to 1985 when that first came out. That's pretty damn cool. So this is a website that is not super huge. If you want to check it out, as I mentioned, it's called Dual Shockers. All right. we'll get to the new releases here in a second. But we were talking the other day about how the budgets for video games has grown dramatically. Like Uncharted in 2009, Naughty Dog spent $20 million on it. And then Last of Us, 11 years later, in the year 2020, they spent $220 million. How could it be more than $200 million more? And one of the answers is just the never-ending quest to deliver more photorealistic graphics. It's what it is. There's a little bit more to it than that. But I do want to get to the new releases this week. And these are releases on Tuesdays, unless otherwise noted. That's usually the video game day. So let's take a look. Why don't we? where are we? Okay. Final night. I mentioned that last week, and it has carried over. That's with a K. That's on the Switch and the PC. High Seas Heroes. This is a phone game. It's a little kind of like battleshipy game for your Android and your iPhone. Airborne Empire for the PC and the Mac. Super Puzzled Cat on the PC. Very anime looking. Block Blaster DX. This is on the Switch. Pirates VR Jolly Roger PC. Snaky Cat. This is on the Mac. Threefold Recital. How do they come up with these names? It's got like a cat and a weird and a threefold recital on the PC. Turnip Boy Robs a Bank. That's catchy. That's a phone game. Aloft. This is for the PC. It looks like half Animal Crossing, half Myst. Cassette Beasts. I like that for your phone. Gods and Demons on the Mac. As is Rooster. Tribe Nation on the PC. Arkan Age on the PS5 and the PC. Assetto Corso EVO PC. Blade Chimera. This is Switch and PC. Donkey Kong Country Returns HD, obviously on the Switch. Dreadout Remastered Collection. PS4, PS5, Switch. Hollywood Animal, PC. Matchmaking Incorporated. And it's got anime girls in wedding dresses. That's on the PC. Morkul Ragost's Rage, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Penguin Sushi Bar. That sounds fun for your phones. Stage Time on the PC. The Escape Room Chronicles, Episode 1, The Mysterious Kuma Donalds, PC. Dynasty Warriors Originals, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Reviver Butterfly on your phones. Tales of Grace F Remastered. This is on all the big systems. And those are the new releases this week. We will take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat codes, and we'll do that next right here on the Video Game Review.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years,
Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat codes. This one is for a modern game, and that's okay. This is from Jan. Jan says, Rick, how do I get beast cells for Beast Force? Well, if you know what Beast Force is, it's a Roblox RPG based on the Kaiju number 8 anime and manga. First of all, go to Roblox Beast Force on your device. Go player profile, top left corner, press redeem. And then when it says redeem, you type in the code. And I got a couple of codes for you. Type in Beast Force, all one word, capital B, capital F. You'll get 9. That is by far the most. 9 beast cells and 1,500 yen. If you put in Beast Walker, all one word, all small letters, 3 beast cells. If you put in Hoshina, H-O-S-H-I-N-A, 3 more beast cells. If you put in number 9, in other words, the small letters N-O and the number 9, you'll get 3 more beast cells. So the key there is beast cells in Beast Force, because you can transform into the beast like the main character of the anime. Thanks for that. Send your emails to rick@sportsbyline.com, and we will see you next time right here on the Video Game Review.